Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trumpet presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Thunderstruck.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. No Derek Piper today. In fact, no Kyle Tosk right now because it's Labor Day. And Luke Altmaier has been kind enough to join us on Labor Day for this thing to run today, which you're hearing it on a Tuesday. Of course, Jay Layman fired up this last segment, as he always is. But we are excited to bring in quarterback Luke Altmaier, who had a wonderful debut for the Fighting Illini, and I want to let you know that Luke Altmaier on The Drive is brought to you by Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance. Visit brianismyguy.com. He tailgates right down from me, so make sure you come down. You can see Brian. By Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it. By First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted. And by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Luke Altmaier, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. I'm super excited to be here with you, Jay. Man, I'm doing good.
Oh, man, you had such a wonderful game, and we're going to get to that. I got to say this. I'm one of those idiots that's in that tailgate lot at 6:45 a.m., even for a 6:30 p.m. game, and I'm way too old to be doing that again. I felt like I was 80 all day yesterday. But, Luke, that was as many people as I've seen in the tailgate lot, even for a 6:30 game, for them to be there and ready to roll at 7 a.m., the excitement around this team has been built. And did you guys feel that when you guys took the field at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, absolutely we did. I mean, the fans, the whole experience, the whole day was, I mean, the energy was off the charts. I mean, I didn't know what to expect going into the game. I've never been to an Illinois game or, you know, played in one, obviously. But, you know, I could tell just from my teammates seeing, you know, how they responded to the students, the whole community, and the way they came out and supported us. I mean, I remember driving into the stadium, busting, getting ready for the Illini walk, and seeing all the tents and the Grove area. It was really, really special, and it brought a lot of extra energy to us and really played in, I think, to our victory.
You know, Luke, the pageantry of college football, you know it as well as anybody, being from the South, obviously, in the SEC with Ole Miss and down in that area, they do it right. And even the Big Ten, to be able to come here, they've got so much pageantry. And Illinois itself has done such a great job with all that. Now, you don't get to take a lot in that, right? You don't get to see the drum line, et cetera, this stuff like that. But the drum line goes right into the Illini walk. What was that like for you, just to be able to kind of experience that for the first time?
Yeah, it was an incredible experience, obviously. I mean, like we said, like we mentioned, the energy of all the people and the excitement of the fans, and it just played into our excitement too as a team, and being able to experience that for the first time, seeing my family, seeing all the people that came up, you know, to watch me, not only that, but seeing how the whole community was, just seeing the joy and excitement on their faces was really a feeling that was second to none. You know, I could see the excitement on our coaches and players' faces walking down it, and it was special, you know. It really was.
Amen. Get your first start at Illinois, first series. You take them right down the field, and you guys score a touchdown on McCray's burst through the line. How did it feel? I mean, were there any jitters? It didn't look like there were any jitters at all out of you.
I mean, there was a little bit, obviously, you know, first game in a new place and really kind of first game where I was kind of solidified as a, as kind of that, that starter, I guess you would say. So yeah, there was a lot of emotions and, different feelings going into it, man. But I try, you know, I try to just trust in, my identity as a person and trust in my training, the way my coaches have prepared me, the way I've prepared. And I was, you know, I kind of felt a, you know, a calmness and throughout the whole game, because, you know, I trust, like I said, I trust in my training. I knew my identity and, you know, I knew my teammates believed in me and my coaches believed in me, but that first drive was really cool. You know, being out there and seeing just like I said, the excitement of all the fans and, to really start the season that way was definitely, a big hit.
Luke Altmyer is our guest. He's going to join us every Monday, and we can't be any happier to know that the Illini QB is coming on with us. Luke, how good is this Toledo team before we get to Illinois? I mean, this is a team that could easily be 11-1 down the road. And, you know, there's always that early when you have the first game of the year, everybody is always making judgments on each side without even knowing really what's going to happen the rest of the season. And I'm sure, I'm sure maybe around the country, if you're not maybe familiar with Toledo, maybe you look at that score and you think, man, Illinois, I don't know, they barely beat Toledo, but that's a darn good football team on the other side of the field that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, credit goes out to them for the way they competed and the way they prepared for us. You know, I think they had a great plan for us offensively, and, you know, I can't speak for the defense side of the ball.
Sure.
I'm not on that side, but the way they competed, the physicality they brought, the speed that which those guys had, and it was difficult to prepare for those guys because you don't have much film on them.
Right.
Obviously, first game of the year, so you kind of got to go out there and kind of test the waters a little bit. But we had a good feel about what they were going to do. You know, like I said, they were a really incredible team, a great quarterback who made a ton of plays for them. And you know, I told even a couple of their players after the game, like, I believe y'all could really repeat as MAC champs and have a really, really special year and go 11-1. I told some of their players that, and you know, I really believe that. I thought they were an incredible team, and so much respect goes out to those players and that coaching staff, and even those fans that traveled with them. You know, I could feel their energy too. So it was a good test. It was a good test for us week one.
My goodness, that would not have been a happy Johnny Newton after that game if you'd have lost that, right? I mean, you can't ever get your brother bragging rights, is that right?
yeah, that's a crazy story. I mean, it's an unbelievable story to see those two on the field for against each other. You know, both from Florida, obviously, brothers. And it was cool to see them interact after the game and see the love that they share.
It is funny, too, to have a defensive lineman and a wide receiver out of the same group.
Yeah, it's neat.
So, well, Luke Altmyer, you know, that is a good Toledo team, but you guys get the W. And, you know, there's always that phrase, I'd rather learn from a win than I would from a loss. Obviously, you guys are 1-0, and that's the important part. How much more do you guys have to learn? I know you say, you know, you can't speak for the defense, and I totally agree with that. How about offensively? You know, how did your line perform? How do you feel like the running backs perform? Your wide receivers, you spread the ball around. I'll ask you about that. I think you played really well, and I'm sure you're not a guy that's going to sit here and tout yourself and not tout anyone else, but, you know, transparency rules. How do you feel? How much better do you feel like this team can be on that offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach B has told us so much growth occurs from week one to week two, and going back and, you know, kind of watching the film, you know, I think as a whole, we're beating ourselves in a way with, you know, penalties and mental errors. And
good call.
I even have turnover right there in the third quarter. So there's so much to clean up and so much we need to do to get better, you know, this week of practice. And, you know, individually as players, we'll do what it takes to keep growing. But, I think as an offense, we showed a lot of resiliency from coming off a turnover and, you know, getting the ball back and going to score and, you know, executing a two-minute drive and a couple of fourth down conversions. And, you know, I think there's so much to learn from our failures and even our successes and understanding our weaknesses and strengths. And, you know, I know we'll be better because of, you know, our week one.
Without a doubt. Luke Altmyer, it's your first season with Barry Lunny, And you've had some time to get to know everyone on the squad in terms of the offense, especially, and guys you have to click with. But with Barry Lunney and the idea, first of all, that Luke Altmyer could be the starter at Illinois for the next three seasons, I know out in the tailgate lots after first game on Saturday, I know that was kind of the topic of discussion amongst my friends, is the idea that, man, we've got a really good quarterback here for the next 3 years, hopefully. So your ability to kind of merge with Barry Lunney and really feel comfortable, will that just continue to grow as you guys continue to get to know each other and he understands your strengths even more and maybe you understand what he's doing and how you can maybe use your strengths to play into what he's bringing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm so thankful for Coach Lunney, first of all, for believing in me and being in a position to be in that quarterback role, you know. And I think we'll grow significantly because we're playing real football now, you know, for the first time, and that was our first time kind of doing it together. So he saw a side of me that he probably hasn't seen before because, like I said, we were playing real football, not just practice. So obviously there's going to be growth there from him, perceiving my strengths from, you know, what he sees and my weaknesses too, and, you know, how he can help me throughout week-to-week basis. But, I mean, he's incredible. He's had so much success where he's been and was successful last year, and he puts so many great playmakers around me and, makes it easy for me to get the ball in those playmakers' hands so I can just be a point guard and distribute the ball wherever it needs to be, make good decisions. And, I think as we go week-to-week and as we get into the season – we're playing real football, you know, for the first time with each other. So, there's going to be a lot of growth. There'll be some ups and downs, but, we'll learn from it all and be better because of whatever we go through.
Without a doubt. Luke Altmyer is our guest here on the Tapman's Towing phone line and excited to have him for a few more minutes. All right. Four quarters into your Illinois career, and you already have the play on fourth down with you and Casey Washington. Do me a favor, and I want you to brag on yourself for a minute, because let's be honest, that is a block that we know Josh Geschke's going to make most of the time, but you've got a defensive lineman coming at you untouched, and thankfully in front of you to where you can see it, but this is a play that you had to make a decision quick, get rid of the ball quick, and not only know that you're going to get hit, and I've watched that over and over, you got hit from the backside as well on that play. So I want you to take me through each of you and Casey and what you're both having to deal with on that play. And don't feel bad about bragging about that play, Luke, because that was one hell of a play that led to a victory for this Fighting Illini squad. So take me through it on your end of, I'm assuming you're thinking you're going to have a little more time to throw than you did, but take me from the snap and what all went through your thoughts, and then take me through the snap with Casey and what he's going to try to do on that play.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to, kind of shout out Casey for the play he made,
incredible.
On the end of it. An incredible player, an incredible teammate, an incredible person, the guy who, shows up and, is the best teammate, the guy who encourages, the guy who leads, and has been so good to me too throughout my transition being here. So it was really cool to see him make that play, and, for me to be a part of it was really special. But, throughout that drive, we were down, we had to go score. And,
sure.
And at the end of the day, it was a fourth down play. And, if we didn't convert, then, the game wasn't probably going to go our way. So I think it was just the mentality, you have to do whatever it takes to just move forward in the right direction. And, I thought my best opportunity was to put the ball up for Casey.
Yep.
No matter what was around me, defenders or whatever was happening, I had to go give him a chance to go make a play. And luckily he made a spectacular play. And we had to do what we had to do.
Right.
We had to go execute, and we had to go win the game, shout out to Caleb Griffin for really stealing that game for us. I guess you could say he's a real MVP for really putting points up on the board. But, I'm thankful we were able to put him in a good situation, being able to move the ball down there for him to get a pretty pretty good kick for him. I know he's a confident guy, and you know, I knew he was confident in where we put the ball for him. But yeah, we had to go execute. You know, at the end of the day, it was do or die. So, you know, I really didn't want to lose, if you know what I mean.
Amen.
So, put the ball up for Casey, and he made a spectacular play.
Did you just hear the crowd? I mean, you got to be staring straight up the sky, right, when he catches it?
Yeah, I was on the ground and kind of just hoping and praying that he would come down with it, obviously, and where we get a flag for pass interference or something. So,
right.
So yeah, throw the ball, and you know, I'm on the ground and kind of just waiting for the reaction of it all. So, you know, I kind of hear the crowd erupt, and again, you know, the crowd was so awesome, so great for my first time in there. And
awesome.
They erupted, and it was so loud, and it was a really special moment just to know that. That so much life and so much momentum was, you know, going for us there. And, you know, it instilled so much confidence in our offense, you know, and the way our crowd was into the game. And, but yeah, you know, I heard the crowd and I don't know if you caught it or it was a pass interference. So, yeah, so I heard the crowd and, you know, probably had the biggest smile on my face.
Then one offensive lineman's right in your face, pulling you up, telling you, great throw.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody's lifting me up, and I'm trying to encourage my teammates all around me. And, you know, tell them again, we have to, you know, do a little bit more to try to get Caleb in a good position to go make a kick. So, you know, I think Josh McCray and Reggie Love really ran the ball well there at the end for us.
They did
to really give us some more yards for Caleb to knock down a kick. And you know, shout out to my offensive line for really putting them in good positions. So
yeah, I won't
run the ball well, give them some lanes, and yeah, I think the whole group really executed well.
No doubt, there's no doubt. And excuse me for the interruption there. I won't let you know what Caleb Griffin's dad and I both texted each other, because we watched the game not next to each other but from the horseshoe, and I know that was big for Caleb to kick it right at his parents. And we both exchanged a text message. It probably wouldn't be fitting for this radio, but it was one of those that was awesome. And I know I can't imagine, as a father of two boys, you know, I can't imagine being able to have that happen and watch that occur, which was awesome for the entire Griffin family. All right, tell me about Luke Altmaier's legs, man. We knew you could run the ball, but you got out and made a lot of plays. I assume you knew you could do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm so thankful God has really blessed me and gifted me with the ability to move around a little bit, I guess. And, you know, I think it goes back to that two-minute drive mentality, you know, kind of just doing whatever it takes to win. You know, Coach Lenny and Coach B put me in positions to be able to use my legs, and, you know, I was going to go do it for the betterment of our team. And, you know, thankfully, I was able to do that in some ways. So, and look forward to, you know, keep on doing whatever it takes for our team to win, whether it's running the ball, throwing the ball, whatever it may be.
Let's go. All right. We're wrapping this up with Luke Altmaier. Tell me about Kansas here. It's a short week. So how much extra or how much tougher is that, I guess, not having that one extra day? Is it more tough in terms of physical, you know, to be able to just kind of rest another day? Or is it tougher because you just have one last day essentially to prepare for what should be a really good football team?
Yeah, I mean, a really good football team in Kansas, a program that has a lot of momentum, but it is definitely difficult coming off, you know, a Saturday game and, you know, coming to a Friday game we're about to play. It's difficult in all phases physically, you know, being able to mentally prepare and trying to understand what they're going to do and getting our bodies back and whatever it may be. And, you know, the sense of urgency, you know, really raises up a notch. And,
sure.
Yeah, I think we're all excited to go on the road for our first time and in a really good environment there at Kansas and, you know, put our best foot forward and, you know, like I said, do whatever it takes to go 1-0 this week.
I'm excited to see the improvement on hopefully the defense in terms of week one to week two. And I know Brett Bielema and, as you mentioned, Barry Lonnie and everyone, when you make that first week one to week two improvement, it's a big deal. So I'm excited for that. We know it's a Kansas team that's going to score, and you guys on the offensive end have to keep up with that. But I can't wait to see our defense explode. They're going to explode on somebody, and what better time than to do it this Friday. Luke Altmaier, this is great. We're going to be doing this the rest of the year. Let me get through of what is making this happen, and then I'll tell you goodbye. But Luke Altmyer on The Drive, brought to you by Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance. Visit brianismyguy.com. By Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it. By First Federal Savings Bank, local, trusted. And by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Luke, you and I working on Labor Day, baby. I really appreciate you stepping on. Obviously, they're going to be hearing this on Tuesday, but I want to give the shout-out to you for you being able to do this on a Monday. Look forward to doing this all season. You just seems like a great kid, and can't thank you enough for that first performance, because you've got Illinois fans off to a 1-0 start, and we are fired up for it. So thank you much, Luke Altmyer.
Man, I really appreciate it, and looking forward to you know being on air for the rest of the season. And like I said, thank you.
That's awesome. Pipes isn't as good as me, so it won't be as fun next week. But just so you know that going in. No, I'm kidding. He's a great man as well. All right, Luke, I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, man. That is Luke Altmyer joining us on The Drive. Again, some great stuff with Luke, and what a performance by him. I think he accounted for like 75% of the total yards that Illinois accumulated in that game, and just kept his poise. And that, I'm sorry, I know that everybody's given Casey Washington a lot of credit. Well, and they should, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. That was one heck of a catch, and it was a dogfight by him. And I wish we had two separate cameras just to watch really the whole thing. I know we've got one from up top, and you can kind of watch the play unfold. But I'm not taking anything away from Casey. But if you watch that a few times in slow motion and watch how that defensive lineman comes untouched at Luke Altmyer, and for Luke to have to then make that crucial throw and know exactly how far he's throwing it to a receiver that he hasn't worked that long with, I mean, that's the amazing thing. You think about a quarterback, you've got three different receivers. You got Pat Bryant, you got Isaiah Williams, and you've got Casey Washington, and I know you've got more than that, Malik Elzey, et cetera. But they're all a little bit different speed. They're all a little bit different height. And to be able to understand, okay, I'm throwing it to Casey. I feel like he's going to be right here when this happens. I mean, that is just something that's a tough play. I don't know how many times out of 10 that play is made. I'll put it that way. And I would probably venture to guess below 5 that play is made. So I think for Illinois fans, And I know you all do. You're all very smart when it comes to this stuff in sports. But I think for all of us to understand that play could have easily 7 out of 10 times gone the wrong direction there, that's just an amazing play. And of course, kudos to Caleb Griffin for getting the winning field goal there for Illinois. And really, kudos to everybody, obviously, on that team. We'll talk more about the defense. We did with Jay Layman, of course, in the first hour. Kyle Tosk is back with me when we come back. But that's going to be awesome to have Luke Altmyer on this season every Monday right here on The Drive. And we really appreciate, again, all the sponsors. Brian Hansen of State Farm, Crossroads Contractor Supply, First Federal Savings Bank, and Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. We are back. It is The Drive. Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games. For the Bears, $4 Miller Lite drafts in the 22-ounce keeper mugs. Bloody Marys, the patio tailgate for the Bears-Packers game, Sunday, September 10th, will feature brats, hot dogs, and tenderloins during the cookout from noon till 3, ahead of the 3:25 kickoff with a tailgate trailer, big screen TV. Try to win a Fields jersey or Bears tickets Sunday, September 10th at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Habitat for Humanity's 5th annual Raise the Wolf event is taking place at the Habitat Restore, 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign, this Saturday from 9 to 3. Come watch 18 teams build their best version of a pet house in the hopes of winning the ultimate trophy. While at Raise the Wolf, visit with some adorable animals, get food from the Dave's Dogs food truck, and make sure to shop the Restore. You can also build a birdhouse for our feathered friends. All the money raised via Raise the Wolf will fund Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information at cuhabitat.org.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's for the Bears. $4 Miller Lite drafts in the 22-ounce keeper mugs and Simply Spiked Lemonade. Patio tailgate for the Bears-Packers game Sunday, September 10th will feature brats, hot dogs, and tenderloins during the cookout from noon till 3 ahead of the 3:25 kickoff with a tailgate trailer, big screen TV for you and your Bears-Packers pals to enjoy. Try to win a Fields jersey or Bears tickets Sunday, September 10th at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Yeah, I wasn't ready. Unbelievable. Hey, Busey is proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers and building trusted relationships that span generations. In 21 and 22, Busey Associates generously gave over 20,000 hours of their time to hundreds of community organizations. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in their communities. Busey Associates have also raised more than $450,000 through the Pay It Forward Fridays payroll deduction initiative since its inception in 2015. For more information about Busey's volunteer initiatives and charitable campaigns, check out Busey's 2022 Impact Report. To learn more and read that report in full, visit Busey.com/impact. Busey, making a difference, and member FDIC.
I'm member.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Rainy, rainy day all of a sudden. It's the old rain with the sun out kind of day. And I talked to Andrew, who is practicing golf in Savoy. He's like, it's not even raining here. So Philo got dumped on. Not sure where else, but maybe you got some rain, which we need. It has been very, very dry this summer. Very, very hot. We all understand that. It is The Drive. The Drive would say in Piper, no pipes this week. He is vacationing with his family down in Florida. Good for him. Second week-long vacation for Pipes this summer in Florida. He's
the amount of combined times that you two have been to Florida in the last year.
He's trying to Lante is what he's doing. And I'm like, whoa, you're getting out of hand here, Pipes. No, but he's going to be gone this week. And then I fly out Saturday night. I'm going to stay here and, of course, watch the Illinois-Kansas game. I know it's on the road, but then I fly out Saturday night and am going to do absolutely nothing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'll be back to preview the Penn State game. Now, the bad news in all of that is Kyle, because you're basically stuck working 10 straight days.
I don't get to go to
days.
Florida.
No. You do what kind of I wish I did a little bit. You guys go to Wyoming, you go to Utah, you do kind of the exploratory trips, you know, to go see parts of the country. I go see the same sand beaches every time. And you know what?
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's my relaxation. It's my restart. I especially needed to do that when my brother passed away earlier this year, and I took a trip down to Alabama, Orange Beach, because I wanted to go to the Floribama. And it got me thinking, you know, when he passed away, I'm like, you know what, Lon, there's a lot of things you want to do in life. Stop waiting to do them. And that's just, I mean, how idiotic that most people would be like, oh, I want to see the Eiffel Tower. I want to see, you know, this and this. I'm like, I want to go have a beer at the Floribama in Orange Beach. So I just drove down. I drove 12 hours down and spent 3 or 4 days there. But it was so therapeutic for me, not the beer at Floribama. That was fun, but to sit out by the water and just watch the waves and just think about my brother. I mean, it was just very therapeutic. And it's just, I don't know, like Jimmy Buffett said, man, it's good for the soul. And bless his heart. Bless Jimmy Buffett's heart and what all he accomplished in life and an amazing talent. I think I was lucky enough to see him in concert 4 times. I love Jimmy Buffett music. That morning that I drove up for the tailgate, I mentioned I woke up at like 4:15, and the first thing I see is a picture of Jimmy Buffett in a boat, and I hit like, you know, I just hit the heart thing, and I'm like, then I was like, well, wait a minute, what's that say? And I clicked on it, and I'm like, oh my Lord, he had passed away. And so that was kind of jarring to me, and I get showered, I get in the truck, it's about an hour drive up to Philo, and I play Jimmy Buffett music the entire time, and listen, and then in the tailgate lots, you heard a lot of Jimmy Buffett, so it was really cool. All right, Kyle, this is your second Illinois football season. By the way, we're going to hear from Brett Bielema tomorrow. We're going to wait and hear a little bit of Brett tomorrow. Your second season, I know a lot of high hopes. So far, it's the Kyle show. I mean, you got here and the basketball team, you know, wins all these games, and then the football team wins 8 games. It's like, Kyle, this normally doesn't happen.
Women's team is back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and then everybody else is just still good, mm-hmm. All the other sports. We got to get baseball and softball.
Yeah.
They kind of took a step back, but they're normally really good. So I'm got plenty of faith that they'll turn that around. What do you think? I mean, what was your initial thoughts? Obviously, you are coming into this season knowing that Illinois has the ability to win a lot of games, but there's also question marks. So what was your take coming out of Memorial Stadium Saturday night? What were you feeling and thinking?
I was pretty relieved, obviously, to find a way to win. I thought if you let Toledo come into your building, especially after you bring in the biggest crowd for a season opener since 2010 right. that they were advertising, you go through all the length of soft season to promote. We've got all these new ticket sales, and there's mm-hmm. just so much momentum. I get Toledo's a good team. If you let Toledo come into your building and beat you week one, I think we all would have been sitting
yes.
here
yes.
very disappointed,
frustrated.
Very frustrated. The text line would have been a lot angrier today. So to get a win, I think, was huge. Obviously, I think to me, and this was kind of the question I stole from you and asked Jay about, was some of the things that didn't go well in that game I know are going to be better. I still am pretty optimistic because I think the biggest question was, how does Luke Altmyer look in his
yes.
first game? That was the most resounding answer. He was awesome to me. Other than that one interception, he looked like the guy you want to be your starting quarterback this year and the next 3 years, and you can have a lot of confidence in that. Now, I'm sure he'll struggle a little bit, but getting that question answered of, okay, this is the guy, we even just with this one performance, I think we can have a lot of confidence in him.
I'm with you.
And then the secondary, obviously making a big play there. You got Miles Scott, who just converted to safety and makes a huge play. And he was the highest graded defensive back in the country, according to PFF last week and some of these other. So I know that Johnny Newton's going to have a lot of better performances than that. I know that the offensive line is going to be a lot better. I still think this can be a really good team. I think there were a lot of valid concerns, and Jay went over a lot of them, and it's perfectly fine to say that that wasn't a performance that leaves you very satisfied or what you wanted to see against a team like Toledo, to let them come in here and be more physical and kind of own you at the line of scrimmage. I just think I have a lot of trust in that changing. I don't necessarily think coming off of Wyoming and Indiana last year, we came out of those games and thought, oh, man, well, this is a dominant defensive line.
No doubt.
They got a lot better throughout the season, and Big Ten play kind of hit their stride. So to get out of it with a win, to be 1-0, to regroup and make some adjustments now, I'm still pretty optimistic, but there are some things that need to go a lot better.
Well, this is part of the game plan, right? This is part of the perils of coaching a franchise. Obviously, that's can be the case in professional sports, but – you know, this program, I mean, Brett Bielema, hey, Brett, this is your fault, man. You gave us expectations now. So now we got to start living up to those expectations. You did this. You went out and won 8 games. You should have won the West last season. You had the number one defense in the country. You gave us expectations. Now you got to start living up to it, right? Now, I'm hoping, like you said, that the defense improves a heck of a lot more than what it did and shows more improvement in week 2 against Kansas, but man, is that going to be a tall order. This is a Kansas team that is really good. Their backup quarterback, and I know they were playing nobody, but their backup quarterback led them to 40-some points, and they won by 40-some points. Now, if they bring in then what, Jalen Daniels, is that his name?
Yep.
They bring him in, who, as Jay mentioned, is up for that conference. Why can't I think of that? Why am
Big 12.
Big 12, thank you. Big 12 player of the year or offensive player of the year, this Kansas team has a chance of putting a hurting on you. Now, so you're going to really need some improvement in week 2. I'm anxious to know and anxious to see, and I would assume your chances are better with the backup quarterback, but it'll be interesting to follow that storyline. And by the way, we're going to visit with a Kansas media person on Wednesday at 4:30 is our hope, Matt, and he's been on with us before, but that's the storyline I want to follow this week. Daniels didn't play game 1. Will he play game 2? That'll be interesting.
I think there was a report that came out this weekend that said he is expected to be back. I think it was probably a situation where he's a little banged up. You're playing Missouri State.
Yeah.
You don't need him. Let's get him ready for that Illinois
game.
That's
a good point.
I'd expect him to probably play, and it is going to be a really tall order. And we talked plenty about how big of a game this is in terms of just kind of being that swing game of 2-0 is a lot different than 1-1 staring Penn State in the face the next week. And Illinois has really struggled with these early season road games in the last decade plus, even longer. So it's going to be a huge test. I'm concerned about it. I'm not overly optimistic about the result on Friday night, but it is an opportunity for the defense to make a lot of improvements and can really kind of make up for some of the struggles they had in week 1 by going and slowing down a really good offense.
I wonder if Aaron Henry decides to pressure more.
I hope he does, because I just thought it was way too conservative
big time
for most of the night.
And you know what? Lon just had a premonition. I mean, maybe they didn't want to show much, but you knew you were in a dogfight with Toledo. You knew going in it was going to be a dogfight, I think. I mean, the line was only 9 against a MAC team. So I don't know that you just hold back everything and just be like, hey, let's just play this vanilla zone and then look out against Kansas. We're going to bring the magic. I just don't think you just flip the switch like that. Now, there may be some other things that they were kind of holding back on that they have planned for Kansas, but I'm with you, man. I think I'd almost rather lose aggressive than lose laying back. It's like the end of a game when you're up 9 and you're playing prevent. And it's like they're going to go down and score. Mm-hmm. And then it's just going to they got 2 timeouts and sure enough at the end the team that was down 9 is down 2 now and they've got the ball at the 30 of their own 30 and it's like if they make one big pass here they could win this game because we went to that stinking prevent defense. But I understand why, too, because sometimes as aggressive, you can get burnt big. So it'll be interesting to see when it all rolls around. Is that a 6:30 game Friday?
Yes.
6:30.
6:30 Central kick.
I don't even know what channel that's on. I doubt Big Ten Network,
I want
right?
to say ESPN2.
Oh, that's right. I think that is correct. And then, of course, the next week you're on
Fox.
Fox for the big noon game. This is actually 11.
Had Gus Johnson and Champagne shouting on the field. That'll be good.
Matt Leinart will be here.
Yeah.
The whole crew. So I'm excited about that. Here's what I want to do. We asked our listeners to throw in their thoughts on this game. When we come back, I want to read through some of these. You guys have been great all day firing in, and we haven't had a chance to really give you the kudos for that. So when we come back, we'll throw your thoughts on the air and let everybody hear what you think of this Illinois team getting it done. One more break. It's The Drive.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 435120.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Latte, Kyle Tost. Finishing up a Tuesday. No show yesterday, apologize for that. But good show today. Jay Lehman all in the first hour. Got to thank Iroquois Federal.
Long Branch.
Long Branch Steakhouse.
Kyle Lewis.
And Kyle Lewis Insurance, that's right. Sorry, Kyle. Got those three that make it possible for Jay Lehman every week, and that is, I mean, that's money. That's having Jay on is money.
The energy that he brings from the second he walks in is awesome.
What is it like to not be on the air and see the energy to now you were on the air today and see the energy? Is it even more surprising? You're like, good Lord.
It's a little different because you when you're listening, you turn it on and all of a sudden he just kind of hits you in the face with it. And it's like, oh boy, well, here we go.
He had some great stuff
today. It was great.
That I don't even know what the heck I asked him. And then he went into, it's something I want to play Friday. It's something. Hey, this week, by the way, we've got preview of Kansas. We're going to try to get somebody to talk about your Cubbies. We're going to talk about the Cubbies tomorrow, I promise. They are playing.
Again, they'll probably lose tonight, and then we'll talk about them.
I know. I'm giving them the kiss of death. It's amazing how well they've played. And then might have Piper on Friday.
So, got to get his thoughts on Bears-Packers.
Oh, let's go. He is going to be so nervous.
And we should do an NFL segment just kind of previewing the start of the year.
Man, we got a lot to do for the next 3 days. I mean, this is the busiest week of the year all of a sudden, and it was shorted by Labor Day. So, all right, let's go to the U of I Line and Lake text line. Really appreciate everybody that texted in, and Kyle and I are going to kind of rip through these, taking turns. I think this is so funny. 217 said, and so instead of Tay and Piper, it is the Tay and or Piper show. You guys seriously deserve it, though. Thanks for making the drive home so enjoyable each day, and props to Kyle, who pinch hits so well each time it is needed. I agree 100%
on that. Appreciate that.
No, I mean, I agree on we deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't agree.
Not on the
no,
part.
No.
That's fine.
I just wanted to make sure you understand where I was coming from. No, I'm kidding. You do a hell of a job. All right, you go.
Big Def says, I think defense can improve to being as good at Kansas as they were against Toledo. Got to make Daniels miss. If you go down attacking him, rushing five, and switching coverage looks by situation, I'm down for that.
Okay, I like that. Matt says, I'm just telling myself we're going to have growing pains, and we aren't used to being the hunted. That's a good point. This is an Illinois team that a lot of times is not favored in a lot of these games. Now, they won't be favored against Kansas. But you're right. It is a little bit of a different mindset when you're the hunter instead of the hunter. Hunted. Sorry.
Maxwell says, hearing you guys mention all the success Illinois athletics has had these past few years made me think, does Josh Whitman get enough credit for the turnaround of all these programs?
Interesting.
He has done a heck of a job.
He's done
hasn't
a great
he?
Job. He's been, well, I mean, listen, I still, the Lovie Smith hire turned out to be kind of a bust, but you got to give
him
Josh
a second
credit.
Chance.
Oh, yeah. But
and
you also have to give him credit for going out and getting Lovie. And
true.
Because, I mean, it brought a lot of excitement that probably helped lead to the Smith Center, which is not named after Lovie. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, you know, that was a kind of going out bold hire of Lovie Smith, and who didn't think he could be a lot better than what he was? So I don't rip Josh for that much at all. 309, Ryan Walters would have just let the big boys eat. I'm sure Jim Leonard came up with his fancy game plan that didn't work. I got a lot against that. A 309. I mean, look.
I don't think it was a fancy game plan. I think it was a conservative game plan.
And I don't think that was Jim Leonard coming up with the very first game plan of Aaron Henry being a defensive coordinator. How would you think if Brent Bielema said, all right, if Stevie J said, all right, Lon, this is your show, but the first show I'm orchestrating. It's like, well, hold on. I thought you said it was my show. I think that was an Aaron Henry game plan. hey, they got the win, obviously, but I think things need to get a little more aggressive.
I totally agree. And, right. I think you also – me and Derek talked about this a little bit too. There is just a different element when you have a quarterback that's so dynamic.
Yes.
With his legs. And Illinois really didn't see one last year.
Look at the scores around the country. It is amazing how good these kids are today.
Did you? Well, you were out in the tailgate lot, but I was going to say, did you see any of that Colorado
TCU
game?
Oh, yeah, we watched that. We watched the entire game.
Unbelievable.
It was incredible. It was incredible. That quarterback, that's Deion's son.
Deion's son
had 500-some yards. And then the one guy on Colorado played like 100 snaps.
Travis Hunter played almost every snap at wide receiver and corner.
Oh, my goodness. Mike said, I don't want to hear how good of a win it was. We had some good plays on offense, good plays on defense, but they better shape up before the Big Ten starts. They better shape up before this week.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with that. So, yeah, I mean, look, Marty had a good one. It seemed like the defensive end pinched in a lot. Isn't it best for a defensive end to play with the outside leg back and fight off blocks with inside forearm and contain the outside? This would have been a better question for Jay,
yes,
which was aimed at Jay. It looked like he left it up to the linebackers and corners, which also let a lot of yards happen. So, yeah, you know, I'm glad that we can be a little bit disappointed, but yet also want to know. Because there's too many times I was majorly disappointed and you were 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, San Jose State back in the day. I mean, you just go through a lot of them that where you got upset and it's like, this isn't good. So,
and I know people don't really want to hear it, but Toledo, the MAC champion, a team that's really talented as a good quarterback, the line was 9.5. This isn't a Ball State comes
right
in here. You were 29-point favorites and squeak one out with a field goal. I mean, this is a good team. It's better than probably a few of the teams you're going to see down the road.
I will be surprised if Toledo's not 11-1.
I will, too, looking at their schedule.
I mean, they've got a lot of talent. Crazy. All right. Thanks to Jay Lehman. That was awesome. He even joined us on the Tapman Towing phone line at the end of the hour. And then good stuff with Luke Altmaier. Can't wait to hear him all year on that. All right, Kyle, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We're out. It is the drive. Illini fans, with the return of Fighting Illini Athletics this month, now's the perfect time to refresh your Illini wardrobe. Stop by Game Day Spirit, shop some of their great selection of t-shirts, sweatshirts, polos, and more. They have new arrivals coming in daily with great brands like Nike, Champion, and Tommy Bahama. You'll be sure to find something you love at Game Day Spirit. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola.